Tate Chronicles now transmitting.
Welcome to the Tate Chronicles on Healthcare Now Radio. And now, here's your host, Jim Tate.
Good day, citizens of the free world, from border to border, coast to coast, and to all the ships at sea. I bring you a warm welcome. This is your correspondent, Jim Tate, and thank you for tuning in today to the Tate Chronicles. Join me as we cut through the fog that exists at the leading edge of healthcare delivery and technology. I'm really pleased today. My guest on board is Mr. Krishna Kiripati, the founder and CEO of ClickSoft. For more than a decade, ClickSoft has helped the healthcare industry deliver HIPAA-compliant, reliable, and real-time communication between doctors, nurses, caregivers, and, of course, patients. Krishna, welcome to the Tate Chronicles.
Thank you, Dr. Tate. I appreciate your time giving us an opportunity to be on this show.
Yeah. You know, we've really seen an evolution over the years of new applications and functionality in healthcare. And one thing that where it's really been beneficial has been in communication or patient-centric communications. So we've got pretty much familiar with technologies like patient-enabled scheduling and patient portals for e-prescribing refills and more recently telehealth, things like that. But there are additional functionalities that are making their way into mainstream, and that's where I'd like to start off with you. I know at ClickSoft you're very involved in the concept of secure texting among the healthcare team.
Right.
So could you tell us some of the advantages of that and possibly some of the use cases that your customers have been involved with?
Yeah, so certainly, you know, the secure messaging, one other thing we all use in our personal daily life is doing a lot of texting. And even in 2007-5-ish, there was billions of messages in a consumer space being exchanged. For a good reason, because, you know, texting is real time, but also asynchronous. You know, what's the difference between an email and a voice call? On one hand, email is truly asynchronous. You can send message and, you know, hopefully it gets there and then they read it and they reply when they get a chance. And then the phone call, on the other hand, it's really real time. You got to be, you know, picking up the phone, be on the call, pay full attention to it. Okay, so somewhere in between, take the best of both, comes the texting. The texting advantage is it can be real time, but also it can asynchronous. You can take your time to respond. So there's a lot of advantage of such technology. You know, we saw the pagers, people using pages for ages. We still use the pagers for certain reasons. But if you think of like the ability for a physician or a nurse to able to quickly send a message and see the read receipt. Okay, that's even though it's a trivial to us in a consumer space, it's a huge thing in a healthcare setting where everybody's busy. I want to make sure that you got the message and you read it.
Mm-hmm.
You read it, and now I'm off the hook. I can go and take care of it. And what we did on top of that, it's reading is not enough. Read receipt acknowledgement. So not only you read it, you could just open the app and see the message, but not even bother to read it. So we have the explicit way to acknowledge the message. Now, once we add that capability in the messaging application, suddenly it opened up a whole bunch of workflow use cases. So for example, you know, a patient called in and patient is asking for a medications and you want to give that information to the doctor, and then doctor reads the medication information and then acknowledges it. If he acknowledges it, then now you know that the doctor really gets it and then understands. So you can go to the next task. So if you think of a lot of different tasks that healthcare people want, a lot of them are person-to-person collaboration around a patient, whether it's initiated by a patient or a clinician or any other system. So how do you make it such that they can do multitasking, but also real time, and then complete conclusion to a task? And that's what the secure messaging that we built. I mean, we have other people also build a similar, but enable the clinician to clinician collaboration around a patient a lot easier and simpler while keeping the HIPAA compliance and security intact.
Krishna, let me ask you about a couple of specific workflows. As I was thinking about our discussion today, one that popped out to me is in a primary care clinic where a provider may be seeing three or four patients an hour, and the patients are in different rooms, and there's usually a clinical assistant or a nurse or somebody that's putting patients in room, and until recently, there'd either be different color lights outside the door or flags on the door to tell the provider what room to go to next, or the provider would in some way to communicate with that assistant that the patient in room three needed a chest x-ray or a flu shot. And so those kind of things, you don't want to have to do face-to-face, because people are all over the place running a busy clinic. So there, in the past, it's been a series of lights or flags over door, things like that. How would secure texting be used in that environment?
This is a perfect example of where, you know, you could just, as soon as the room is ready, you could send a message to the doctor, depending on the distance from the front office to the nurse, mm-hmm. the MA, to the physician, just send a text message that the patient is ready. That, and then if the doctor acknowledges it or gets the message, then, you know, the doctor would, as soon as the doctor would be get a chance, they can come into it. So it's not like no more guessing or checking in the room whether their patient is not, or looking at the lights. So all that stuff, and while the doctor is checking on the patient, it's just a soft intercept to the doctor, and they can check the message and at the end of the conversation to go see which patient to see. So it's a perfect example of how inside the office, one could use between front office MA and the physician, the secure messaging, to communicate about the room where the patients are. And then they can extend that further to some level of intake, you know, information that they want to pass back and forth. Of course, they have face-to-face communication in a small office.
Sure.
But in a large setting, you know, where you have the issues, particularly, you know, issues when you have COVID kind of scenarios, it's much more amplified, the need for communication away from face-to-face.
You know, one thing I wonder about to make sure that this technology doesn't intrude into the provider-patient domain. If I'm in a room with a doctor, I don't necessarily want them to look at their phone via text message saying their next patient is in room 9. And so how have those kind of workflows been worked out? What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You don't want the provider. So that's why we introduced the concept of priority messaging. So as a clinician, you could, as a office, you can have some workflow built in such that, you know, we have a concept of FYI message.
Yes.
Which allows you to send a FYI, doc, the patient is here. And that would not interrupt the provider in the middle of anything. As soon as the provider is done, he can check his messages, and then he can see the message who to go next, and without any like a chime or a notification that disturbs the provider while he's in front of a patient.
That well, good. You saw that concern and won't worry about that anymore.
Exactly. There's a flip side to it.
Yes.
The flip side workflow is where, you know, patient needs immediate attention. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a really chest pain or something, then everybody needs to jump and come there. So what they can do, they can send a group message with an urgent flag hunt. So if they send a group message with urgent, it's just like a STEMI kind of thing where in the hospital. So you would send that message in a clinic or anywhere, and everybody gets this loud chime that, hey, you know, but it's inside the app. It's not like an overhead chime that that kind of disturbs everybody. This is only for selected care team members. Whoever needs to be in that room to take care of the patient, including the probably a cardiologist who is connected to the clinic outside of the clinic the same time, right?
Sure.
So, for example, if I'm a consultant cardiologist, I need that person right away. I could send a group message and everybody gets it. Now they all need to head to that room. Patient needs immediate attention, room 603. And that is a real value. That urgent chime is critical in those situations, and it kind of is loud and it keeps on for some time. So that's another use case where you really want to disturb the provider because a patient really needs help.
You know, another use case I've just thought of would be whether it's an outpatient or inpatient surgical, any place that complex procedures are being done, and whether it's complex or not, those procedures are scheduled maybe every hour or every hour and a half or however. And if those procedures start getting backed up, people that are downstream or upstream, however it goes, need to be notified to let the patient know there's going to be a delay, to not start anesthesia or setting up IVs, that kind of stuff. To me, that'd be a perfect way to keep everybody informed downstream.
Exactly. So that's when our the other side of the – so there are like two sides of it. One is care team collaboration around a patient, and then the care team to the patient communication. So care team to the patient communication is also critical in the cases like you said. If there's a delay, if you let them know there's a delay, it's a lot more better experience for the patient than keep guessing the time it takes to get to the next appointment. So our technology works both ways. One is app-based solution where, you know, provider to provider, it's an app they download and then use that. But provider to patient, we call that a Quincy platform, can be a non-app based. So patient doesn't have to download an app, doesn't have to log into it like a patient portal, can immediately interact with the provider, and then provider is fully in control of the communication. So for in this case situation where you want to tell the patient that they're going to be 10-minute delay or 1-hour delay, just like when the airline, you know, the flight is getting delayed, you get a notification. You get the same kind of a notification, but the information is much more secure. So you need to click on a URL, secure link, to see the message, right? And then you could also, as a patient, it's a bi-directional. Not only you receive the notification, but you can also send them some information to the provider should you have some questions.
Yeah, I love that use case. I mean, we kind of have that technology for rideshare things. If my Uber's 5 minutes late, I can see it. You know, it's hard out there. Well, let's move on to another thing I know you're involved with, and that is what's known as chatbots.
Yeah.
So we're a little familiar with those with different websites and things like that. So how are chatbots utilized in healthcare?
Yeah, so typically if you think of workflows in healthcare, most of the workflows are, okay, there's a document that needs to be signed, that needs to go from point A to point B. There's a provider, a staff, front office, MA, or it could be a home health nurse, a provider in some location. So it's the collaboration of all these people around some kind of a document or information that needs to be there to actually take care of the patient. So there's a lot of administrative workflows and clinical workflows around collaboration. And the collaboration not only includes the providers, but also includes the patients. So patient needs to be included in that conversation to provide that information. So for example, you want the patient is kind of, you're coming into the office for the initial visit or a consultative visit. So initial visit, obviously you want to collect the history, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of thing that you need to collect. Consultative, it's more of, you know, update your insurance card, if any, then change any information that you have. So all these workflows, right now, a front office person takes care of it by sending you a document via email and you filling it and bringing it with you, or you're sitting in the waiting room and filling those forms, history or another. Why can't we just get rid of all that stuff and then make it more self-service? So let's say, you know, you book an appointment, you get a link, you take the intake process by yourself. Okay, you know, that's where the bots can really come in handy in that text base. It's instead of UI patient portal where the UI driven, your conversational driven workflows. So you're asking a question, hey patient, you can, so you give this, you set up the context, you give the information, you guide the patient to fill all the information that they need. But during that process, at any given time, they need to talk to an agent for whatever reason. They have a question. Hey, you know, I don't have the insurance with this. Can I come in any way? How would you do that in a patient portal? There's no way you can do that.
That's right.
If you have a conversational driven workflow like this, where a bot is driving most of the mundane automated collection of information and guiding the patient, and in gives an ability for the patient at any given point using conversational AI, ask a specific question, and that can be either answered by the bot or escalated to a front office person or somebody who is an expert in intake process. So that enables 80% of your workflows are automated completely. So, you know, most of the patients, they just go through the process. And this is one use case. First choice neurology is an example of that, where they cut down 15 to 20 minutes of time for the intake and then get rid of the waiting room completely. So the patient comes into the parking lot, drives, and then comes into the office and goes directly to the examination room, right? So there's no waiting room, filling the form, all this stuff. And that has a significant value for the providers, because now they can repurpose the people that are the nurses who are manning the front office to real patient care, actually taking the weight and pulse and everything, or other tests that they want to perform. So it's benefit for the patient. Patient doesn't have to sit down and write in a piece of paper. They can get it all that done on a smartphone, and then they walk into the office, and then everything is ready for them. And this workflow is different for different clinics. So what we built is we built a platform for this, a conversational workflow platform, which allows the patient's providers to custom tailor to their practice from a library of templates we call Bot Marketplace. Mm-hmm. And that marketplace allows them to take 80% of what they need, and then to the 20% customization to their specific practice. And that's what First Choice and several clinics have adopted our technology, have done it. And the time to market, this is another important thing. Nobody has time, nobody has IT resources. The time to market, no code, low code abilities for providers to get onto this platform, implement their workflow, and actually give it to the patient in a matter of days, not weeks and months. That's a critical thing. So all in all, if, for example, you know, when the COVID hit, we wanted to do this, a workflow for COVID education and triaging process.
Yes.
And that was a big ask at the time, because, you know, the call centers were inundated with calls and they don't have enough people, experts, to answer all the questions the patients would have. So what they want is they want to have a triage bot, that bot that give them education, what the CDC guidelines are, and then go through the symptoms and then put into the different buckets, for example.
Sure.
Where should the patient should go to the ER, or stay home and take a Tylenol, or come do a virtual visit, or come to a clinic. So those choices can be done automatically without any human being there. Now, the humans are really focused on patient care.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I just had this happen to me yesterday, experience with a chatbot. I had a dental appointment, and an hour before my appointment, I got a text message, which essentially was asking me questions if I'd been exposed to COVID-19, if I had a fever, those kind of questions that normally I would have to answer when I entered the clinic, but it was all done ahead of time.
Exactly.
Let me just mention for those that are just joining us, this is Jim Tate. You're listening to the Tate Chronicles. My guest today is Krishna Kiripati, and the topic is engaging patients and connecting care teams through interactive digital conversations. What do you, let me ask you to put on or take a look in the crystal ball, Krishna. What does the future hold in terms of new use cases for digital communications? What do you think we'll see in the next few years? Any idea? Can you tell us what you're working on?
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things is much more hands-free capabilities where, you know, you are driving a car and you want to talk to someone. That's hands-free communication is a critical. And then the second thing is giving the providers better tools at triaging the patients, right? So the triage, abilities to triage different conditions, whether it's mental health or other ailments. And then the third one, which I see a lot more, is engagement, is post-discharge or chronic care management. So post-discharge follow-ups can be automated. And it's not that you're not giving personal attention. It is that you are giving more than personal attention to the patient, checking on the patient and making sure that the patient gets what they need. Checking on the patient, verifying the patient validation, and then engaging the family members, team caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
And those get more and more deeper in terms of the abilities for the system to provide automatically the follow-up. So based on the EMR data, so scanning the EMR data, identifying the population that needs attention and automatically following with the patient while keeping the provider in the loop. And that's where I see a lot more innovation comes in for communication, not communication just, you know, between people to people, but making the communication automated in a fashion based on the need of the patient and the direction of the provider.
Tell me a little bit more about ClickSoft. Who are your customers? Are they ambulatory clinics? Are they hospitals? Are they all of the above? Is it anybody involved in healthcare communication? Who are your customers?
So our platform is built more geared for secure, HIPAA compliant, chatbot automation, and various workflows that you can build on top. So think of our platform as like Lego builder.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we create some kits like Lego, like, you know, Taj Mahal or something. You can just give you the kit that you can just use it for that purpose. But you can also take the Legos and build the brand new castle that you want to build just the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
So the platform right now, we serve hospitals, home health, hospice, physician practices, pharma, life sciences, pharmacies, whoever wants to automate the workflows through conversational AI, we serve them.
So, yeah, just anywhere that electronic communication, you know, and as we've kind of discussed today, Krishna, it's not only automating and bringing efficiency to existing processes, it kind of paves the way for new things like you were talking about, communications, you know, from that have to do with data itself, that kind of thing. What is for our listeners or anybody who wants to learn or find out more about ClickSoft, what's the best way? Just go to the website or?
Yeah, clicksoft.com, sign up a demo. We have a lot of videos, testimonials, customer testimonials. We've been in this business for more than 10 years now. And we are quite nimble. And, you know, if you have a use case and there's a value to it, we we can help you with the use case or workflow that you want to automate. And then we work with you to provide a tailored solution for you based on our experience. So we give you our expert guidance. We have conversational designers who basically go through your workflow and convert that into a flow that suits your needs, but also makes the patient experience much more better. So, yeah, I think we have been working with many of these, and you know, usually this is very consultative in the nature, but I think the work we have done for the past few years gave us that expertise to offer to a large number of organizations at a reasonable cost. And that's one of the things which we have seen during pandemic after years. The budgets have shrunk, the number of IT people have shrunk.
Yes.
And they need solutions yesterday, but they don't have the levels of budgets that people are asking for consultative mode. So we are here to provide innovative solutions at a reasonable cost to you if you have a need for it.
Well, let me mention that website again. It's clicksoft.com, and it is spelled Q-L-I-Q-S-O-F-T, Q-L-I-Q-S-O-F-T, clicksoft.com. To our audience, thanks for joining me today on this episode of the Tate Chronicles. I offer a special salute to my guest, Krishna Kiripati. Krishna, thanks for coming aboard today.
It's a pleasure to join with you and having this conversation.
You can find more information on this show's program page at healthcarenowradio.com. And until we meet again, here's wishing you smooth sailing and safe harbors.
Tate Chronicles transmission ending now.